We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, January 31st. A disappointing night for Colorado basketball on both the men's and women's sides last night. The 20th-ranked Colorado men's basketball team dug itself a big hole Thursday, then saw a second-half comeback fall short as the Buffs dropped a 72-68 loss to UCLA at Poly Pavilion. Colorado trailed by 12 at the intermission, by 15 early in the second half before rallying to cut the deficit to 2 with just more than 7 minutes remaining. But the Buffs could never completely close the gap, and UCLA held the Buffaloes off down the stretch. The Buffs were out-rebounded by 10, surrendered 13 offensive rebounds, numbers that were greatly disturbing postgame to head coach Dan Boyle.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we just got our tails kicked, especially in the first half. And we got to be tougher than that. We talked about toughness right before we took the floor tonight. Like, we have got to be the tougher team. And we weren't. And it shows up in that category alone. And we showed great toughness in the second half. You know, we came back and made a run at these guys. But we wasn't there in the first half for some reason. And Mark, I look at transition defense, which is a result of two things. It's a result of bad offense and turning the ball over. But it's also a result of not getting back and, you know, finding guys. They have 22 points on the fast break. And then second chance points, which is the backboard that we just talked about, not boxing them out. We knew going into the game, UCLA's the best. We talked about it in the pregame. The rubber was going to meet the road in this game. Is our defensive rebounding better than our offensive rebounding, or is their offensive rebound better than our defensive rebounding? And it was the latter. But you give up 18 there and 22 in transition, that's 40 points in a four-point game. Man, it's tough to overcome that.
Evan Batty and McKinley Wright each scored 14 points for the Buffaloes in the loss. Tyler Bay added 12 points and 8 rebounds. Lucas Seward had 11 points for Colorado. The Buffs put a wrap down the road trip Saturday with an 8:30 p.m. game versus USC at the Galen Center here in Los Angeles. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network begins at 8 p.m. with the Buffs warm-up pregame show. The game will air in Denver on 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs' loss at Poly Pavilion, make sure and check out Neil Welk's coverage, currently at CUBuffs.com. Meanwhile, the Colorado women's basketball team's home court advantage went by the wayside for the second consecutive game at the Event Center on Thursday. Number 10 Oregon State had no issues in the foreign gymnasium, hitting 13 three-pointers on the way to a 79-52 win over the Buffaloes. Colorado hit the first shot of the night to gain a 2-0 lead. That would be the only lead of the contest for the Buffs. The Beavers shot 53% of the night and led by as many as 27 in the fourth quarter. Colorado, on the other hand, shot a season-low 27% from the field. Here's head coach J.R. Payne.
There haven't been too many days this year that I've been really disappointed in us, but I'm pretty disappointed right now. Oregon State is a fantastic ball club. They are very experienced. They do so many great things. But the truth is, we're better than that. And so I'm disappointed with the outcome of tonight's game. Not for lack of trying. I thought we played hard. Our effort was fine. Our execution was not fine. And so that's where we need to really, study the film and get back to being a more detail-oriented team, possession by possession.
CU junior Maya Hollingshead led the Buffaloes with 16 points in the loss. Now the Buffs host another top 10 opponent in Oregon on Saturday. The Buffs and number 3 Ducks will tip it off at 2 p.m. And Colorado track and field freshman Avery McMullen put together another stellar performance in just her second pentathlon Thursday afternoon of the Colorado Invitational as she jumped to 5th all-time in school history with a score of 3,914 points. McMullen kicked things off with a personal best in the 60 hurdles with an 8.63 seconds and followed things up in the high jump with a jump of 5'7¾". She then threw a nearly half meter farther in the shot put with a hoist of 34'10¼". The Colorado Invitational continues today. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.